Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And you know how... This is how Punky Radio works, right? There's this bloke, right? And he talks to this bloke, and then he sees that this bloke has done this compilation album. So he sends a link for this bloke's compilation album to me, and I see it, and I have a listen, and then this happens. Listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called The Dead X's. I am going to be finding out more about them. That was a track called If You Got The Time, I Got The Love. It comes through from a new, free, downloadable compilation via... Now, the website is Real Gone Rocks, but the website is actually called Real Gone, and Lee, the guy, does it. And what they do music reviews. It's kind of a bloggy sort of music review of all those new music, and over the year he compiles a load of things he's done and then puts together a compilation, and it's now free to download. So just go to realgonerocks.com, you'll find it. What is the Dead X's website, perhaps more importantly?
thedeadx's.com.
yeah, how are you spelling that?
thedadexs.
It is thedeadx's.com. go straight there, you'll find out all about them. And I'm going to be doing that. I'll be chasing them up after the show, so I'd like to hear some more by them, because I just think that is such a brilliant track. Now, Lee from Real Gone did say to me, look, I've had a look at what you play on the show, and I'm not sure you'll be able to find 8 tracks off this compilation that are suitable for Punky Radio. I said, trust me, we'll play fucking anything. But actually, I went through it, and I have just picked 4. So the whole show is not a Real Gone compilation. You'll have to go and have a listen to the other tracks on yourself, but we are playing 4. Okay. So we're doing half the show. It's not the first half, we're playing them over the show. There is some symmetry. Cool. We're playing their tracks from this compilation over the show, and thank you very much to Lee and to Simon, not from Simon Says, for sorting all this out, and particularly to Dead X's. That is a great track. Right, I was going to do Comedy Suburbs, but I'm going to save it till late because I want to get on with the next one. Is that all right?
That's cool.
Right, a band, we played this band once before, a band called Friction Land. Right, and I've only got their website in front of me. I once again haven't done much about it. Sorry, Friction Land, I should have found out more, but I've got completely carried away with other stuff. You'll find out why in the show. I've only just got the websites done, haven't I, Tony?
You have.
I have. We had to hold up the recording of this show while I quickly got them so I could give you this very difficult competition. So, what is Friction Land's website?
Frictionland.com.
Frictionland.com it is. It's Tony T, probably be in the internet. No, I don't know what I'm calling this. It's kind of goth, it's kind of rock, it's kind of metal, it's kind of good. This is dangerous.
Look at them people dancing on the dance floor, partying like the end of time. Nobody worried how to feel tomorrow, they're just fixated on the sound and the lights. Look at them people dancing on the dance floor, partying like the end of time. Nobody worried how to feel tomorrow, they're just fixated on the sound and the lights. I still remember what it felt like being free of all my pain. I still remember that I felt pretty good till I went home again. Why is she so dangerous? She knows what she wants to gain. You won't remember your dreams or your goals or your friends, maybe your name. Why is she so dangerous? Says stay away from her and warn me, man, you should not even try. She'll make you forget, she'll set your soul on fire if you look into her eyes. You won't remember what you wanted, but she knows what she wants to gain. Your dreams or your goals or your friends, maybe your name. Why is she so dangerous?
You're listening to Dr. Slangleberry underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Friction Land, dangerous. Sorry I haven't got more information about them, but that's what the websites are for. Go and find out. Hey, why not report back? Go and find out about them and report back. Let us know what you think of Friction Land and all about them. There you go. That's me being lazy. Now, Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Marvellous.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment and like our page. It's very quick and easy to do so, and we'll read them out of the show. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. and like our page, leave us a comment. That's what these three people did. First up, in response to last week's show, Alex Powersland, who says, I'll be tuning in for the great tunes. Plus, always good to hear what Tony got up to last week. Thanks, Alex.
There's only to make him feel better about himself, most likely.
Yeah. Next up, from Alexa, who just reminds us that Pulverizer by Alexa's dad is now available to buy on iTunes.
I'm a Pulverizer.
And there are a few links, I think CD Baby as well. If you go to our page, there are a few links where you can buy it.
Yeah. Do an old man a favour.
There you go.
Don't even cost you 79p. And then you can own the Pulverizer.
And finally,
I really didn't think we'd be talking about that a fortnight later on, but
no,
you've just got to get it. That should be the campaign for Christmas number one next year. Should be the Pulverizer. I think we should start the campaign.
That would be good. A bit of a slow burn from January.
Yeah, true.
Finally, from Russ, Hero Russ Hunter, who says, hey guys, one of my mates' bands is getting a lot of grief from promoters and bands, being lied about, etc. Please could you put out a good word for Code One and the boys striving to bring punk to the people of the world? That's it. We could use more information there, Russ.
Well, yeah, we could use a lot more information. And what's to say that Code One aren't guilty as charged?
Exactly.
We've only got one side of the story. Now, I'm all for sticking up for the underdog. So if you want to send us more information, mate, we'll look into it and we'll find out about it. I'm not about to say that everyone else are wankers because a band's got in some trouble about something. It could be justified. I hope it's not. If they are good, we'll play them.
Yeah, let us know.
Fair enough.
Might I suggest maybe a twatting is in order?
A very severe twatting could be going on here, Russ. So if you are listening, make sure you send us more information to tony@punkyradio.com.
There you go. That's it for Facebook.
Brilliant. Well done. All right, should we go on the next track?
Yeah.
Because I'm so excited, I might do a little wee.
Oh.
Yeah. Because... Okay. As we played a Limousine track last week because we know that they've got a new album coming out, and Limo Dean got in touch and went, thanks for playing that. Hey, would you like to be the first people to play our new track, our new single off the new album? I said, what do you think? Through it came via email. Here it is, playing it right now. Talk about them afterwards. This is Limousine, Johnny Got Shot by UFO.
Johnny got shot by UFO. Johnny got shot by UFO.
Cake.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
If I sound a little bit like I've got a speech impediment, it's because I've got some sort of a little gum infection going on.
Ooh.
That I picked up in Sweden.
Oh.
That is already going down. It's already on the mend, so I don't think I'm going to need antibiotics or anything. But it was like, you know when you get a great big lump on your gum, do you? You ever had that?
No.
Yeah, oh yeah, you can't stop, and it hurts.
Yeah.
I got completely dosed up with painkillers yesterday, and just the latest in a long line of badness to do with my mouth. I think this is just because I got a bit run down over the weekend, to be honest, but oh, fuck me, it hurts. That was Limousine, and a track from their new album, which is out later this year, which I can't wait for. I'm very excited about it indeed, and thank you very much for sending that through. What is Limousine's Facebook page?
facebook.com/LimousineBand.
It is Tony 3 Paulie being the internet nil. Quite a turnaround after last week's pasting. Did you do anything last week?
Housey stuff. The Stephanie's gone to Germany for the week, so I've been looking after the cats and
the Stephanie.
The
is
Stephanie.
That how you're now describing her?
Yeah.
The Stephanie has gone to Germany.
Yeah, so I'm just looking after the cat, staying at home, working and bits and pieces, so yeah, working at home.
It's always good to get a little glimpse into your rock and roll life. it's all right, I've made up for it.
Good.
Last Thursday morning, I flew to Oslo, where I hosted an expats drinks evening in a bar called Skyggesiden. 50 people showed up. We all got smashed. It was brilliant. Then on Friday night, I met up with my stand-up comedy friends, Kate Smirthway and Nick Page, who were performing at my club in Oslo, which is called the Oslo Comedy Club, very imaginatively named, at the Dirty Cow. But what was interesting was that, Nick was staying with friends, but Kate and myself were doing a thing called couch surfing.
Yeah. We spoke about it last week, didn't we?
Yeah, I did mention it last week, though, whereby there's this website called Couchsurfing, and if you need somewhere to stay in a town, you can register on this site. You have to register about yourself and make sure people can see that you're all right. And then you keep your fingers crossed that somebody says, yeah, come stay with me, it'll be great. Well, someone said I could stay with them, Tony, and it was brilliant. And hello to Anna and Luna, who I just had the best time with for a couple of days. They looked after me so well. They even gave me a lift to the gig.
Nice.
Oh, so made up. But they didn't give me a lift home. Not on a Saturday night, Tony. No, okay. Sir. No, on the Saturday night. Anna came on to watch a show with me on Friday. Saturday night, I do the show. I've got to find my own way back. I do. I get the bus to a bus stop that's about two bus stops away from their flat, rather than obviously the one bus stop I should have gone to. I got out, I got a little bit lost. I asked this bloke, I gave him the address. He went, yeah, it's up there, mate. So I went up there, mate. I didn't know just quite how far up there, mate, it was. They said to me, just look out for the big green buildings and follow those. I see a big green building in the distance. I walk towards it. Not that green building, my friend. It's snowing on me. Very, very snowing on me. It's minus whatever it is. It's in Oslo. Paul left the pub at 2:15 a.m. I reached their flat at 4:45 in the morning.
Bloody hell.
I was laughing at myself. I'd gone beyond being angry, and I was just laughing at myself going, Paul, you're such an idiot. I'd gone to the wrong block of flats, first of all. There were four or five blocks of flats, and I tried the keys on how I didn't get arrested. I'm just trying to break into these flats I've never been in before. Then this other guy rocks up. Oh, excuse me, mate. I'm trying to... He goes, oh, it's up there around the corner. Well, their idea of up there around the corner is a long way around the fucking corner. But I eventually got to their flat and got back in. I was so happy when I got in. But I was so concerned that they think I was just a drunken idiot that when I took my boots off, I got one of my boots over, and I went into the lounge. And when I went to bed about 15 minutes later, I actually replaced my boot so it was exactly parallel to the other boot so it wouldn't look like I'd been a drunken idiot. That's proving I was a drunken idiot. Right? And then on the Sunday, went to Gothenburg. I'll tell you about that later in the show. That's probably the best thing to do, isn't it? I've rattled on enough here. Two tracks now coming up from the Real Gone. Free to download compilation via realgonerocks.com. Listen out for Bear Makes Ninja. Mm-hmm. First up, we've got a band called Ruby the Hatchet, which when I looked at it, didn't think that was anything unusual. But then I thought, oh, it's a play on the words of Bury the Hatchet. Now, have I written it down wrong? So I hope this is Reamy the Hatchet. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their Bandcamp website?
RubyTheHatchet.bandcamp.com.
No, it's thehatchet.bandcamp.com. Thus defeating the reason to care about whether it's Ruby or Berry or not. This is Black Tongue.
Sky.
listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. I can feel my mouth just going all weird then and me not being able to talk, and it proved to be the case. At the moment, it's Tony 3, Point of View, Internet 1. That was a track by a band called Bear Makes Ninja. The track is called Fruit Can't Fly, and it's off the Real Gone Rocks compilation that we're kind of pushing this week. Make sure you check it out. You'll find some songs you like on it. It's free to download, you know, excellent. What is Bear Makes Ninja's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/BearMakesNinja.
It is indeed. Tony 4, Paulie B and Internet 1. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That must mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12. Hey, we're pretty slowly, man. We're pretty relaxed about that one this week.
I'm chilled. I've got a cup of tea. I'm quite relaxed.
We'll do a speed metal version next week.
Yeah.
If you remember.
Never going to remember. Yes, 12 bar, obviously. It's still where it has always been. So, Sunday night, there is something on. It's an open mic night. So I'm going to do this Saturday, but if you do fancy opening up a mic, do go down on a Sunday. This Thursday, 31st, Painting Elephants, Shoot for the King, Nick Capaldi, Mags, and the late set from the Swabler 3 is a Hieronymus Bishbosh night.
Oh, £6.
It is £6.
Right. Sorry, I've got myself depressed by my mouth hurting again. It's not like when he did before. I haven't got trench gum or anything.
Okay. Have you got any plenty of paracetamol?
I beg your pardon?
Have you took plenty of paracetamol for it?
I thought you just said, have you chucked up blood?
Fucking hell, no.
No, it's not that bad. Have you chucked up blood? No, if I get bored later. It goes a few times, see what I saw out.
Okay.
Have I done what?
Have you took some paracetamol?
No, I'm on the Nurofen Express, mate.
Ah, okay.
I don't know how many you're allowed to have in a day.
You can take... Well, that's ibuprofen, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can take paracetamol and ibuprofen.
No, I don't know how many Nurofen I can take in a day.
Right. I think it's 3.
Right. Well, I'm still alive...
Okay.
And yesterday, between the hours of 4:30 and midnight, I did 8.
Right. No, I think it probably maximum is 6 if they're lower dosage.
Well, but, I've already done 2 today, and I'm about to do my next 2.
So you're
saying that I might OD on Nurofen? That would be a rock and roll way to die, wouldn't it?
Rock and roll.
OD'd on Nurofen Express.
Are they 200 milligrams? In which case, there is 6 a day.
It's 200 milligrams. How do you know this?
Because recently I was taking quite a lot of pain relief.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I knew my limits.
All right, so you're saying I can have 6 a day?
6 of those a day, yeah.
So
and 8 paracetamol.
Yeah, so I've only done 2 extra. But can you do paracetamol as well as Nurofen?
You can.
Right, so I can really get stuck in now to a cocktail of prescribed medication. Sorry. Friday.
Yes, Friday night. 1st of Feb. The Feathers, The Dark Rooms, Molly McQueen, Hunting Ulysses, and Meet the Neighbours. It's an Enterprise Studios night.
What does that mean?
Which one of them?
We haven't worked out Enterprise Studios, have we?
No, I think that's the metally rehearsal
that
rooms.
Doesn't sound, I mean, just by the name.
Doesn't sound metal, does it?
Doesn't sound that metal. I think you should do some research, Tony.
Well, when they first started doing it, I did research, and they were just a label, also rehearsal rooms.
Oh, right, okay.
Over or underneath the 12 bar.
Oh, I see. Right.
Very near it.
Yeah. Alright.
But how much do you think Friday night?
£6.
It is. Saturday night, Special Branch, The Death Owls, I Like the Go-Go, Stinging Nettles, and a late set from Def Digby. It's a Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Rendezvous night.
You just start reading out the names of those bands, and I'm going, yeah, that's where I'd be.
Well, it's a garage punk and ska reggae night.
It'll be fantastic.
Mm.
Be fantastic. Get down. If you're around Saturday night, go there. Whatever you had planned, bin it off. Go
exactly.
There.
How much?
£6.
It is.
Lovely job. I've done all 3 there, haven't I?
You have.
And we talked way too long about this, so let's conclude. Tony's
International Gig Guide
12 bar. Just a quick word about Generation Zero, Tony, the next band we're going to play on the show. They are a little slice of pop punk come through from Manila PR. Thanks to Tony and the gang for sending that stuff through. This is their latest single, I do believe. What is Generation Zero's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Generation Zero.
No. Oh. Facebook.com/X Generation.0X. If you like, there's a kiss at the start and end. Mm. So it'd probably be in the internet 2 Tony 4. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Anyway, this is my advice. Mr. DeGrana bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was indeed Generation Zero and Jack on My Advice. Little slice of pop punk for you there. You know, it's been, once again, quite an interesting show for music, I think, this week. Sorry that we've rattled on a bit. I'll try and get through this next section a little quicker. Are you doing anything this week, Tony?
Don't think so.
Right, well,
I'm going to watch The Hobbit. That's the only thing.
Right. Okay. Yeah, well, that should speed things up a bit then.
Yes, sir. What are you doing?
Well, what I'm about to tell you might take as long as The Hobbit. It's the start of Paulmas on Friday.
Okay.
Which is the two week annual bun fight that is my birthday. And, I don't think I've been in training for it, but I'm ill because what happened in Gothenburg, which I said, I went to Gothenburg on the bus at 12:30 on Sunday in a blizzard. When I got to Gothenburg, there was still a blizzard. There was a blizzard all day and all night. During this blizzard, I was showing around several venues that I didn't really want to go and see in a blizzard. And then my mate Riku, that I'd met up with to show me around, suddenly went, oh, I know, why don't we go to this bar? So we went to that bar that his mate runs. It's perfect for comedy. It's a great little bar. The food was great. The booze was great. We stayed there. And I said, you could have saved me a lot of time. So I'm going to be starting a comedy show there.
Cool.
That's the upshot of it. Then we did some other things. But the thing was, we got to this bar about 6, and we left there about 11:45. So everything was a little bit blurry by then. I remember going to this other bar where I met up with this guy called Sharky, who's from London and is a Millwall fan. He was all right. Then we went to a nightclub on a Sunday night.
Okay.
And we couldn't have got there till 1 a.m. I think we left about 5. I don't know when it shot, but it was Monday morning. It was packed.
Mm.
These people in Gothenburg are crazy. They don't even know to go home by midnight on a Sunday. They worry me, Tony. I'm an old man. I can't be doing this. I had a jumper on.
Jumper?
I was just wearing a jumper. I wasn't in my nightclub gear. Everyone was in their nightclub. I was just a jumper on. It was a worry. Anyway, next day... Oh, by the way, I'd managed to lose my gloves in Oslo. While I was in Gothenburg, I managed to lose my wash bag. Now, that's a real mystery to me, because I didn't open my case. So I don't, until I got back. Because I was also carrying my case round, because Riku lives on the outskirts of the city. He meets me in the middle. I couldn't go home to drop my case. I've got changed. No, I'm just out. So I'm walking around Gothenburg in my jumper, in a blizzard, with my case. Take my case to a nightclub. Didn't like it.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, next day, my mouth, fuck me, I don't know what happened, but I've got an infection on my gut. And I got to Gothenburg City Airport, which if you've ever been to Oslo Riga Airport, Gothenburg City Airport makes Oslo Riga Airport look like Heathrow. Gothenburg City Airport is just a shed with a plane. Right, and I had 2 hours to kill there with nothing to do. Then I get the plane. The plane's on. I shouted arse. I recorded myself shouting arse. I must sort that out on the Ryanair flight. And got back to Stansted at 5:00 to 3:00, but my bus went at 5:00 to 4:00. But my bus went at 10:00 to 4:00. So
oh,
I
shit.
Another 2 hours. So I ended up. The whole process took me 8 hours. I was knackered when I got back, and my mouth hurt. I'd had painkillers. It was all right. Anyway. That is not the ideal preparation for Paulmas, which starts this Friday at the Friday Alternative, which is a great gig in the Cellar Bar at Southill Park, Bracknell, and I'm the headline act because I'm so great. Right, then on Saturday, I've got my first of two nights at Downstairs at the King's Head. I do the King's Head every year on my birthday. It's in Crouch End. I won't be headlining that because Pete, the guy who runs it, knows it's my birthday and I like to have a drink. So I'll probably be closing the first half, which means the second half, all bets are off. I'm going for it both nights. Then I should be fairly easy the next week. And the next show will be on my birthday itself, February the 5th.
Oh, okay.
The next show will be on the 5th of February. So you lucky people. And that's what I'm doing this week.
Excellent.
Excellent. Just before I was ready to start doing the show this evening, Tony, I got an email from my friend Karenia. Karina, who is in the band Wiley by Walker. You know, we played Wiley by Walker stuff before.
I can't remember. Did we?
Well, perhaps if I say, like Tom Waits in a bad mood.
Right, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Got another track out. Absolutely. Very, very pleased about this. She sent it through. I've snuck it straight onto the show. We'll be letting her later because she tweets like a devil. So this is right by now. What is Wiley Bow Walker's website?
WileyBowWalker.com.
No, WileyBow.com, which is W-L-Y-B-O. Which means it's Tony 4, probably the internet 3.
Yeah.
I've come back into this. I wasn't expecting to. This is When the Angels Call Your Time. You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I think that little thing I do each time when I say that bit, just I think there's a lot of S's in it. I think that's why I struggle when I've got a sore mouth. That was Wiley Bo Walker, When the Angels Call Your Time. I think it's getting close to When They Call Mine. I can't have long left. Now then.
Yes.
Have you got a twat?
No.
Right.
Yeah. Please
what
do
you about that, then?
I'm gonna do a little play. Please do your twats. I think we've had one this year or something. It's something pitiful. One or two. It's nearly Feb. It's effectively Feb. It's Feb. Email your twats, tony@punkyradio.com, or the twats name, where they from, and a reason. Maybe you're a punk band and you feel you've been irked in some way.
Yeah, you might have been very irked. You might have found someone irksome.
So do email me and let me know. And then we'll make judgment.
Yeah, email tony@punkyradio.com. Email your twats to him.
Yeah.
Punky Radio loves twat.
We do. But not when you're going to send it. Yes.
I've had a Comedy Suburbs through.
Okay.
Via the wrong channel.
Okay.
I might feel a miniature twatting coming on here.
Ooh.
This came through, which is why we didn't do it in the right bit. Because if you have a joke for us, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com and I'll read it out on air, regardless of quality, to be honest with you. If it's really dubious, we won't, but in general, we read them out, don't we? Anyway,
yeah.
I was about to say, we don't want any racism. But anyway, this goes against that. completely. And they're on dangerous ground. This came through from our friend Helen in the south of France.
Okay.
And she said to me, Comedy Suburbs, AD said he heard this today. What's the difference between Frenchman and a slice of toast?
Don't know.
You can make soldiers out of a slice of toast. Dangerous thing to say, living in France, but I can't do it anymore. So, if you have a joke for us, do email. Don't send it through Punky, because I don't notice it on there. It's got to come through at the right place. I'm an old man, help me out. But because Helen sent it through to the wrong channel,
yeah,
well, through the wrong channel, should I say, sent it through to the wrong bit, I think we should maybe, for 1 week only, make her a twat.
Excellent.
What do you think?
I think so.
Absolutely. I'm sure AD will like this, even if Helen doesn't. So, AD, I would never call you a twat. You're a big man, you can beat me up. So Helen, who's a really good friend of the show and is really nice and has even gone as far as to send me a bottle of pastis through the post to help me through one Christmas, and is a lovely lady and we like her very much, but she's from the south of France and
is a twat.
Yeah, serves you right as well. Send it to the right place next time, bloody women.
Yeah.
Right, last track this week. I'd like to dedicate this one to Helen, in fact. Last track, because it's from a band called The Thunderfucks.
Nice.
But yeah, I think so. And again, top rock and roll track to finish the show this week. Absolutely brilliant. And the final track this week, and also the final track that we're playing from the compilation, from Real Gone. The website is Real Gone Rocks, but it's called Real Gone. Check them out. Thanks to Leave sending it through. What is the Thunderfucks Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Thunderfucks.
No. Facebook.com/ Thunderfucks. And Thunderfucks is spelled Thunderfux. Paulie B and Internet 4, Tony 4, a quite remarkable comeback. This is Sick Girl.
Well, sick girl, cause it made me late. Pick up my 88, make flow, make show. Now it's time for you to go my name. Yeah, one to me. Hey, girl, what they been? Keep on getting on me, teach me, I'm too slow, can't get away. That's on your own sick girl. You're too fast. Sick girl, I'm too slow.
Thank you.
play a canyon, bunch of guns.
That's about it for this week. That was the Thunderfucks. I hope you've enjoyed the show. One or two of you still ask what the tune is going underneath us right now. It's The Scourge. And thank you very much to Captain Marbles, A, for letting us have this track, and B, for doing a very nice and informed review of my CD stroke online album, Songs in the Key of Death.
It was very involved. I feel
it was very involved, yeah. He kind of gave away where we stood on the whole thing. I thought... But, yeah, very involved. It's like, I should have had that on the sleeve notes, really. Absolutely
brilliant. It should have
been
the sleeve notes.
What, sorry?
It should have been the sleeve notes, the whole thing.
Yeah, it should. Yeah, I didn't have a sleeve, though.
Nah.
That was a problem. But anyway, thank you very much, Marbles. And, yeah, I'll be in touch soon, and I really, really do appreciate that. You can find music by The Scourge at iTunes as well. I don't know whether they're on CD, baby, but they are on iTunes. You can check them out there. Perhaps you could just very briefly mention the internet shows that internet stations have taken the show.
Yeah, we are on the Internet Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're put on radio, podunkradio.com. And finally, we're on Galactic World Radio, GALACTIC, worldradio.com.
Thank you very much for listening this week. I hope I'll see some of you over Paulmas. The first weekend is this weekend. I'll tell you all about it probably next week.
Cool.
But until then, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog! Apoog!
Bunch of guns!